Well, Steve, 2-1 victory today. What did you make to the performance?
I think it was very much like Tuesday night. I think there was a first half performance in which was more disciplined and worrying more about the shape rather than offensive play. And we're still trying to get that balance with the group. But I think in the second half we'd more offensive play. But you know, we've just looked at the results of the clubs in the Bundesliga today in pre-season over here in England. You know, you've got one goes up to Newcastle and wins at Stoke City, draws with Bournemouth, and we've beaten a team that's absolutely packed of stars, if you're a German knowledge about football, and packed full of good players. So we had to work really hard. We had to have a really good shape and a real discipline, a bit of performance. And I think we did. There's lots of things to work on. You know, that won't be your team for... The team that started certainly won't be a team for MK Dons, but you know, we've had a lot of pluses today and a lot of players got another valuable minutes into them.
I was going to ask, how much can we read into your starting 11 today for a week's time?
Well, we're going up to Sunderland on Tuesday to play closed door, and we'll get some minutes into players that we feel needed minutes or do need them. The summer's already ticked the box in terms of minutes that they can do in pre-season, so they'll have another a different type of training programme on Tuesday with the coaching staff earlier, so people can't read too much into it, but players always do, supporters always do, but we just have to make sure as best we can we pick who we think can beat MK Dons next Saturday, and in its own right that will be very tough. It's a club that's coming up and experiencing Championship football for the first time, a club I respect wholly, and they've got good players.
I thought Kelly Roos showed his real quality today in goal as well when he was called upon. Not very often, but when he was called upon, he was there to answer.
Yeah, he had a mixed game, Kerr, didn't he? I thought his distribution in the first half wasn't good enough and wasn't at the level we know he can do. He was just feeling his thigh a little bit before the game, but not enough to say you don't play. And I think he did say at half time that he was just holding back a little bit. So I said to him, if he holds back in the second half, I'll take him off. So, but he was. I thought it was superb second half. I think he's put 7 or 8 right on the money where we want him to do it. But you're right, goalkeepers are picked to keep the ball at the net. He had 3 or 4 fantastic saves with his feet, really. And that's against some top strikers who are trying to play it around him. But I thought his hand was assured. The 3 or 4 efforts from distance, they've not come off him. They've gone straight into his chest and he's held him. So we know what we get with Kale. We've got a young man who's trying to make progress and getting better, and we're going to try and help him do that.
2 very well taken goals as well. Matt Darvish is a wonderful curling effort, and then a real fine finish as well from Jordan Barrett.
Well, we wanted Matt to get on the score sheet. You know, he'd a terrific brave header up at Partick Thistle, which of course our supporters don't see, and I think he'd done a lot of unselfish running on Tuesday, and he'd done a lot of unselfish running today, and then you get your rewards. And I said to him maybe 5 or 10 minutes just before he got the goal that, you know, just keep working hard, keep making the runs, and one chance will come. And we always do believe. I'm the biggest believer of all. If we make Matt Derbyshire half a chance, he can do it. And his finish was sublime. But there's also a lot of praise for Jordan Bowdy, who came on and made a real impact and, you know, pushed himself into people's thoughts for next week. So that's pleasing to see. And so do 1 or 2 others. So it's good we've got that type of competition.
Have you decided on your captain yet? I know Greg Halford wore the armband today.
No, listen, there's 3 outstanding candidates for me, and I need to just sit with the staff, and then I bet that when the Prime Minister goes to see the Queen, I'll go to see the Chairman on Monday morning, and I'll tell him who I wanted to be my captain, and that man will be the first to know.
How important is that role for you, do you think, the man wearing the armband?
Well, I think you've got a lot of things to consider. People have different types of captains, don't they? Mm. You know, you have leaders by vocality. You have leaders who demonstrate it. I think we've got, we've probably even got more than 3 candidates, but we've certainly, in my opinion, got 3 very different but outstanding candidates, and each of them could do the role. So it's not a tough decision, because when I wake up on Monday, having spoken to Paul Rayner and Terry Black, we'll come to a decision.
You had a trialist at left back today. We understand it's Joe Newell from Peterborough. What can you tell us on that front?
I just called him Joe. I don't know who it was. Now, the kid's been training with us for a few days, so we're grateful to Darren McAntony, of course, and to Mr. Robertson down at Porsche for allowing us Joe to come and spend some time with us. We've tracked him for quite a bit of last season. He's such a talented boy, you know. He can play left back as we played him today. Then you've seen us push him a bit further forward, and you have to say, I think his pass for the winning goal was the pass of the day, really. I think it's gone 50 yards and it's gone right onto the toe of Jordan Bowery to run onto and score a goal. So I think he was finding the pace a little bit tougher than what it is when he's been at Porsche and they play a different way. So But he's done very well. But he's just someone we've had the opportunity and been afforded the respect by Peterborough United to bring him in and have a look. I think he's done very well.
Having looked at him then, is he someone that you'd hope to bring into the club?
Well, again, the first person that I have to speak to, of course, is our chairman. But, you know, we like him. He's a different type of player to what we've got. People can see that. He's technically fantastic, although when he put that wide free kick almost onto the screen, I didn't think that. But he's got fantastic technical ability, works really hard, and you can play him anywhere on the left side and you can play him centrally. So, in many ways it could be an asset, but we just have to look at the entirety of the squad and see if he's going to play a meaningful part, because he does belong to another football club.
Not just regarding him, but in terms of recruitment, are you hoping to do anything before the MK Dons game? Are you expecting a busy week on that front of things this week?
Well, we wouldn't think a busy week. We're certainly hoping to add a couple of players. I mean, it would be two. It wouldn't be two or three or four. It would be two. And we pretty much who we know we'd like to add. Our chairman's aware of that. I was out for dinner with our chairman last night, and we discussed further about are we going forward, what we'd like to do. And as always, I get the most fantastic support. But we're sitting there. With funds to be able to do what we like, really. We've been very careful and very scrupulous with our budget and very disciplined in how we've brought players in and at the levels, and you've seen us walk from some players because we wouldn't take ourselves at the wage structure, and we're still confident we can do a couple. We're just also confident that we need to get some minutes into players and get some time into players in terms of getting two or three players fit. It was nice to see Lewis Buxton back on the bench today, mm-hmm. and I almost was putting him on the pitch until we scored, and I thought, well, we'll leave it, but we'll have him involved at Sunderland, all been good.
So do you have bids in for players then? You say the players you know you want, do you have bids in for them? Are the ones on the table?
Yeah, we've made an offer for another loan player, which obviously involves loan fees these days. You don't just get them and pay their wages, as you know, not if they're good players. So we've made one of them, and we're talking to one other club about a permanent transfer. But I need to let my chairman and Paul Douglas, of course, run that side of the football club and then see if I get permission to talk to these kids on football.
I wouldn't expect names, but can you tell us positions, areas you're looking at?
No, I think that would be unfair if I said that. I think what we'd say is we'd be adding players now that are either different to what they've got but clearly got something to bring, or improve what we've got. And improving on what we've got is really, really difficult. I think we've recruited really well. I think we're significantly stronger than last year. But I think the league is significantly stronger. I don't think there'll be any black pills, and perhaps we'll struggle to see a Wigan or two. But, from our point of view, we just need to focus what's inside the walls here at the New York, and let's not worry about what other teams do. And the vast sums of money they spend, that can only be their business. And you're not going to hear me talking about it. We all know who they are and what they're spending.
So what's the plan this week then? You mentioned the game against Sunderland, but what else have you got planned this week? How do you go about the final week ahead of a new season?
Well, I'm off to Glasgow to do a bit of my pro licence, so it's going to be a late drive and a long day tomorrow. But outside that, we'll be back on a Monday. I'll be back on the training ground Monday, everyone will. And then we'll send a group up to Sunderland, and one of the coaching staff or some of the coaching staff will be on the team coaching us up there. Some of us will be at the training ground, and I think I'm planning to make the journey to Sunderland by car with the chairman just to have another final look at one or two others, and then we'll hopefully we can give the boys a down day Wednesday and then get a real focus Thursday, Friday, and shaping up and getting real detailed towards not only MK Dons, of course, but quickly followed by Cambridge United, who have been excellent when we've seen the clips of them. We play them in the cup, and of course down at Nottingham Forest, who have been outstanding under Dougie in pre-season.